talking with my granddaughter Cassandra as we were discussing her plans for college this year, I was reminded of a story. When H. Jackson Brown's son, his son was Adam, was packing up to go to college, he decided to write down some ideas that he thought his son might find useful. Brown says when he started writing, he thought it would take only a few hours to complete the job, but it took several days. When he was finished, Brown put the notes into a binder and gave it to his son, Adam. A few days later, Adam called home and he said, Dad, I've been reading The Notebook, and I think it's one of the best gifts I've ever received. You know, I'm going to keep it and add to it, and someday I hope to give it to my own son. Well, Brown figured that if his son found the notes helpful, other people would too, so he made them into a book. He self-published enough copies to sell to bookstores near his Nashville home. They sold well enough that several of the bookstore owners encouraged him to sell the manuscript to an established publisher. He went to see Rutledge Hill Press, but the owner, Larry Stone, turned the book down. But Brown left a copy in the publisher's office. Now, the publisher says that the book laid on the edge of his desk for 4 or 5 weeks, and everyone who came into his office picked up the book, flipped through it, and even read a few things out loud. So, this publisher, who had turned down the book, picked up the phone, called Jackson, and asked if he had a publisher yet. "No," he said. And Stone said, "Well, you have one now." So the little notebook of life's little instructions that Jackson Brown wrote for his college-bound son went on to sell nearly 9 million copies. The New York Times best-selling book is still available from Amazon.com for about $5. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.